This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lucinda Gordon, LucindaGordon. Date of birth 12/01/1978. Date of appointment February 17, 2026. Requesting a physician Karen Krutchik, MD, KarenKrutchik. Dear Dr. Krutchik, I have the pleasure of seeing Lucinda Gordon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a two seizure on January 25, 2026. She was sitting in a chair and she was on the phone watching TV. Husband was with her. He heard the gasping sound and her left leg was hitting the coffee table. She was shaking. Saliva came out of the mouth with tongue biting, with incontinence, with loss of consciousness. Postictally, she was confused. Husband called 911. She was taken to the St. Mary's Hospital and then was sent home after CAT scan was negative. When she came home, she had another similar seizure and went back to the emergency room. And then she was transferred to the Albany Medical Center, where EEG done and normal echocardiogram shows left to right shunting, MRI of the brain done, which shows focus of gyriform swelling with the associated T2 flare, hyper intense signal in the left parietal lobe. There is a continued restricted diffusion. This is suggestive of acute subacute infarction in the left parietal lobe. She is going to get the MRI of the brain on 4/14/26 at Albany Medical Center. But the patient wants the earlier MRI. Past medical history, new onset seizure, diverticulitis. Contact dermatitis. Allergic dermatitis. Psoriasis, basal cell carcinoma, dermatofibroma, eczema, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome. Obesity, past surgical history, history of removal of cyst, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, endoscopy, hysterectomy, partial, allergy to Bactrim. Medication, Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily, fexofenadine, omeprazole, triazinolone, fluticasone, montelukast. Social history, stopped smoking 2 years ago, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is married, live with the husband, I have 2 children. Family history, mother alive with diabetes, hypertension, cirrhosis of the liver, AFib, father disease, brain aneurysm, 3 sisters, 2 with multiple sclerosis, 1 brother alive and healthy, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having memory loss, weakness, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Our pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, left parietal lobe stroke. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Keppra to 750 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.